Number 35 from October 2007. Whose God is their belly? I'm not sure if I eat to live or if I live to eat. I've been questioned on this topic by my wife and by my old vicarage bishop. The bishop used to remind me from time to time of the Old Testament passage about folks whose God is their belly. My wife says I eat as if it's the last meal I'll ever get. Well, who knows? It might be, I always respond. I'm probably questioning myself in the area of food and eating because we just had back-to-back weekends of food feast activities. Last week we had the church picnic, and this week the annual potato feast. Both of them were what I call four-star moaners. You know what I mean, when you make little moaning sounds while you're eating, and then when you get done eating, you want desperately to undo the top button on your pants and just lie back on the couch and moan for a little bit. As a congregation, I have found that the things we do best have to do with food and eating. We seem to have terrific fellowship when we are gathered around food. Our ability to work together and appreciate one another is never better than when it revolves around food. Our joy is never higher than if we are munching on something as we gather together. Maybe this is why we really enjoy the Lord's Supper as part of our worship. It doesn't hurt that we have the best cooks in Central Indiana right here in the congregation. I am impressed by the specialists, and you know who you are, that we have that make our feasts truly memorable. I told one of my co-workers at the hospital that I have fallen into food heaven. When visitors attend one of our lunches, they never look at potluck the same. However, I come back down to earth a bit as I think back on our recent gospel lessons from Luke, the gospel to the poor. I am reminded that as much as I like food and appreciate good food, others do too. Am I making sure that other people have the same opportunity to enjoy great food and great fellowship that I have? It is hard to imagine that people in our country could be hungry, but they are. We know that there are millions in other countries that aren't going to eat today, or not eat enough at any rate also. We please God by sharing the overwhelming bounty that we have. If we do this, organizations like the Emergency Relief Fund, Lutheran World Relief, Heifer Project, and many others will never lack for resources to help others. I also became aware that I need to not take one of God's blessings and turn it into a curse for myself. It is an easy thing to get into addictive eating and poor eating habits, especially in a culture that promotes excess and has abundance. Jesus said that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly, but he did not say to have it selfishly or addictively.